Reflection that guide both heart and mind. A better life through faith we'll find. A better life through faith we'll find. Reflections for the better life.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله If you're of Madani channel, welcome back to another beautiful episode on the silsila Reflections for a Better Life. And mashallah, today on Reflections for a Better Life, we are going to be discussing a profound topic, and that is regarding the greatness of the Ashab, the greatness of the companions and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ar-Ridwan. Yes, we are going to be mentioning the virtues, we are going to be talking about the biography, we are going to be mentioning the excellences of the Ashab radiyallahu ta'ala anhum and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan. So we are going to be learning a lot, alhamdulillah. So do stay tuned for that as we journey along to this episode, inshallah. But before that, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the closest person to me on the day of Qiyamah will be that individual who has recited the most amount of salawat upon me in this world. So let us all collectively, with full of love, send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, first and foremost, we thank our most merciful Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of the countless blessings that He has bestowed upon you and I, and upon that we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen ala kulli hal. And yes, together with that, we express our thanks and gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us the privilege to witness yet another beautiful and blessed month of Muharram al-Haram 1448. May dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant each and every one of you, all of the viewers of Madani channel out there, a long life filled with barakah and afiyah, a whatever is good in this world and in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfill all of your lawful wishes and desires, inshallah. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Alhamdulillah, you know, as soon as Muharram al-Haram sets in, then immediately we recall the accounts of Karbala, the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the companions, the friends that had taken part, that were with Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu on the plains of Karbala as well. And subhanallah, many, many masajid, many, many marakis around the world, subhanallah, hold a 10-day program in the remembrance of Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's imperative, it's important that we attend these programs, and we take our children, we take our grandchildren with also as well, to for us to learn about the blessed lives of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan, the sacrifices that they have made, what difficulties they had to endure, subhanallah. And all of this, it strengthens our iman, that when we go through difficulties in life and when we look at the difficulties that the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan went through on the plains of Karbala, we see it cannot even be compared to. So in actual fact, the incident of Karbala, the sacrifices of the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, gives you and I motivation, gives you and I courage, that no matter what difficulties we may face, we are people of iman, alhamdulillah. We are lovers of Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, we are lovers of the Ashab and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan. And with that, it motivates us, it encourages us to be firm upon our iman. And no matter what difficulties may come, no matter what hardships may come, we still move forward and we place our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yes, divis of Madani channel, we are going to be talking today about the Ashab and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan. And subhanallah, we see that the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the eminence of the blessed companions alayhim ridwan, is such incomparable that no one can ever reach their status, their rank, and their maqam. You know, these blessed personalities, subhanallah, they presented their physical, financial sacrifices for uplifting, for the upliftment of Islam. They never stopped showing patience, you know, while facing hardships in traveling to propagate the deen, to propagate Islam by leaving their homes. And alhamdulillah, we are believers, we are Muslims. And the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have in the shape of the Holy Quran and the blessed sayings, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we have in the shape of the blessed ahadith are also a result of the untiring efforts and struggles of these blessed personalities. So we should develop the devotion and greatness of those in our hearts who have done favors to us. Spend our lives while following their footsteps. Refrain from even the slightest bit of their disrespect and reproach. And always keep talking good about them. You know, ulama, Islamic scholars, they say that whenever the blessed companions, alayhim ridwan, are spoken of, it is farz to do so with goodness. Subhanallah. You know, Sayyidina Bishr Hafi, rahimahullah, great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of his time, he says that he was once blessed with the vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him that, oh Bishr, do you know why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you with a higher rank than all your contemporary awliya? And he says, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I don't know the reason for it. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you follow my sunnah, you serve pious people, you advise your Islamic brothers, and you love my companions and Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan. Subhanallah, this is the very reason that has elevated you to the ranks of the pious people. Allahu Akbar. I mean, look at how greatly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Sayyidina Bishr Hafi rahimahullah. Why? Due to his love, due to his following of the Ahlul Bayt and the best companions alayhim ridwan, that he was blessed with the vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as attained the highest rank among his contemporary awliya rahimahullah ta'ala. So we need to remember that respect for the blessed companions is mandatory for every Muslim. You know, after the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, the blessed companions alayhim ridwan are the most deserving of reverence and dignity among all the people. And they are those, just to give you an idea, they are those personalities who showed submissiveness. To who? They showed submissiveness to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he invited them to Islam. When they embraced Islam, they became determined to spread the universal and eternal message of Islam in every corner of the world, sacrificing their wealth, their life, their family, their soul. I mean, history is evident that these blessed personalities, the Ashab, they gave such incomparable sacrifices in order to spread the teachings of the Quran and the Ahadith and hoisting the flag of Islam high, that today one cannot even think about it. I mean, beholding, you know, the beautiful and blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's such an honor that no other blessing of this entire world can equate to it. And the Ashab are those who beheld Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam attain blessings from his blessed company day and night. They heard the Holy Quran and Deen from the blessed tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and were the addresses of the commands of Allah Ta'ala directly without any chain in between. Allah Ta'ala showers limitless blessings and mercy upon these blessed personalities. So, in order for you and I to succeed in both worlds, this world and the hereafter, we need to have love for these blessed personalities in our heart and try to spend our lives following their footsteps. So we are talking about the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Ashab. What is the definition of a Sahabi? How do we define who is a Sahabi? And here, subhanAllah, Mufti Ahmad Yadkhan Na'imi rahimahullah, he says that Sahabi in Sharia is the one who sees the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the state of Iman and sanity, or got the privilege of the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and also passed away in the state of Iman. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now remember that all the prominent and distinguished Islamic scholars have consensus over the fact that the Ashab alayhim ridwan, they are afdalul awliya. They are superior to all the awliya Allah. Even if all the blessed awliya Allah until the day of Qiyamah attain the highest ranks of wilayat, yet they can never reach the greatness of wilaya of any sahabi at all. Allah Ta'ala blessed the ardent devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with such elevated ranks of wilayat and such, you know, saintly miracles which cannot even be imagined for other blessed awliya Allah. Now there is no doubt in the fact that not many saintly miracles were manifested by the Ashab alayhim ridwan as compared to those narrated from other blessed awliya Allah. Remember, excess of saintly miracles is not proof, is not dalil of the superiority of wilayat, because wilayat actually refers to what? Wilayat actually refers to the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. More the closest one will have in the court of Allah ta'ala, the higher his rank will be in wilayat. Now because the blessed ashab, companions alayhim ridwan, are blessed with the mercy of nubuwwah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, hence the rank that they have attained in the court of Allah ta'ala cannot be attained by other blessed awliya Allah. Subhanallah, Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi rahimahullah mentions that all the blessed companions alayhim ridwan are those who possess goodness and piety and are just. Whenever they are spoken of, it is far to do so only with goodness. Having ill feeling towards them is a heretical act, misguidance, and something that makes one deserving of hell. And this is mentioned in Bahari Shariat. He further says, all the blessed companions, regardless of any rank, are the dwellers of Jannah. Let alone them entering hell, they will not even hear the slightest of the noise of hell and will always remain as per their heartfelt desires. The severe horror of the day of Qiyamah will not sadden them. Angels will welcome them, saying that this is the day you were promised for. And all this content is mentioned in the Holy Quran. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And you know, while mentioning the sequence of superiority among the blessed Ashab alayhim ridwan, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimullah, subhanallah, mentions and states in Fatawa Radhawiyya Sharif that the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah have consensus over the fact that after the Rasul of humans and angels, right, salawatullahi ta'ala wa taslimatuhu alayhim, the Khulafai Arba'ah, meaning Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Farooq, Sayyidina Uthman, Sayyidina Ali alayhim ridwan, are the most superior among the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's mentioned no one from the previous umam or the present one can reach the level of their nobility, their greatness, reverence, dignity, eminence, closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and wilaya. Allahu Akbar. And Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi rahimahullah, he says that after the Khulafai Rashideen, superiority lies for the remaining Ashra Mubashra, then Hasanain Karimain, and companions of Badr, and then the companions of Baytul Ridwan. And moreover, they are all absolutely paradise dwellers. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahimahullah said, the one who ma'adadah speaks ill of the Shaykhain radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma is a disbeliever. And the one who considers Mawla Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to be superior to Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu will not be a disbeliever but is a misguided person. Shaykhain refers to Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. Now among the same companion, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is also an illustrious companion who used to inscribe the wahi, and he was the first king of Islam. Now, although his kingship is a kingdom, but whose? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu handed over Khilafat to Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu himself and had a pledge of allegiance to him. So, being disrespectful to Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, or his father Sayyidina Abu Sufyan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, or his mother Sayyida Hind radiyallahu ta'ala anha, is also a cause of displeasure to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's haram, it is strictly haram to indulge in those controversial events which took place amongst the Sahaba, right? And Muslims should see that all the companions alayhim ridwan are the true lovers and slaves of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even the nation of, there are various ayat in the Holy Quran that praise and commend the Ashab alayhim ridwan. Those ayat mention their good deeds, their good character, their accomplished faith, and they have been given the glad tidings of forgiveness and eternal rewards within this world. I mean, in the Holy Quran, it is mentioned, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَهَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آوَوا وَنَصَرُوا أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ. And those who believed and migrated and fought in the path of Allah, and those who gave shelter and provided help, it is they who are the true believers. For them is pardon and honorable sustenance. And similarly, while giving the glad tidings of his pleasure, paradise and success to the blessed Sahaba, Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, رَضِيَ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَحْتَهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Him, and He has kept ready for them gardens beneath which rivers flow, to abide in it forever and ever. Only this is the great success. Subhanallah, I mean, how great, elevated is the dignity of the blessed companions alayhim ridwan, that Allah Ta'ala accepted their deeds and relayed them the glad tidings of His pleasure, paradise. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, also mentioned the dignity and greatness of His beloved companions alayhim ridwan on different occasions. Right? A person asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are better people? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, better people are of the era I am in. After this, those of the second era, and after them, those of the third era. Another beautiful narration we see, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave superiority to my companions over the entire universe except for Anbiya and Rasul alayhim salam. Another narration, the fire of Jahannam will not touch the Muslim who has had the privilege of beholding me or my companion. Subhanallah. Another beautiful narration, among my companions, whoever passes away in whichever land, he will be resurrected as a noor and guide for them on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So these of Madinah channel, undoubtedly the Ashab, the eminence, the greatness of the blessed Ashab Alim Ridwan is extremely elevated. You know, no one can attain their rank and status through salah, through fasting, and other good deeds at all. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that, oh people, you want to surpass the blessed companions alayhim ridwan in salah, in fasting, and ijtihad? He says that, remember, this is impossible because they are better than you. People, they humbly said that, oh, Abu Abdurrahman, what is the reason for this? And he says that they would adopt abstinence the most and would be inclined towards the hereafter the most in this world. Hence, even if your action exceeds theirs, still they would remain less in terms of the reward attained. Allahu Akbar. One day, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he left the masjid while rubbing his hands restlessly after performing Suratul Fajr, and he said, the state in which I saw the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I do not see any person today resembling them. If his companions Ali ibn Ridwan, they would stay awake all night long and recite the Holy Quran in Salah. In the morning, their hair would look scattered and their face would look pale. They would shake while walking and their eyes would remain moist with tears. And the state of people nowadays is that everyone is wandering around heedlessly and fearlessly. a sign of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not visible on anybody's face. The day he radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned this, no one ever saw him laughing after that. Allahu Akbar. So you see, while worrying over the practical condition of the Muslims of his era, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is recalling the blessed companions Ali Ridwan, their acts of worship, their steadfastness in the recitation of the Holy Quran, whereas now our state is such that we are sinking deeper into sins day by day. We have a lot to learn from the blessed lives of the companions alayhim ridwan, the blessed ashab of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we need to read their biography, we need to study their lives, subhanallah. You know, Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Abi Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhum narrates that, you know, those living in Suffa were destitute people, ashab Suffa. These were the companions who were poor. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who has food for two people should take the third one with him. And the one who has food for four people should take the fifth or sixth one with him, or what he has stated. Then Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu took three people with him. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took 10 people with him. Allahu Akbar. One day, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by me and he said, oh Abu Huraira, I humbly say, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, labbaik. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then go to the people of Suffa and call them along. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that the people of Suffa, the guests of Islam, they would not go to their household and riches. Whenever sadaqah would be received in the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would send it to the people of Suffa and would not consume even a little bit from it himself. Whenever a present, a hadiyah would be presented in the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would also include the people of Suffa in it. Allahu Akbar. Similarly, whenever anyone would come in the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and would know somebody in Madinatul Munawwara, then he would stay at his house. And he would not have anyone that he knew, then he would stay with the people of As-Suffa. He says that I was among those people who stayed with the people of As-Suffa. Allahu Akbar. Then I became acquainted with one person who would send one mud, approximately 1 kg of dates, two people every day, on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Another narration, subhanAllah, regarding the people of Ashab al-Suffa is that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be leading people in Salah, then many people among the people of Suffa would be unable to perform Qiyam and they would fall down due to their weakness. Why? Because of hunger. To the extent that the villagers would say that they are insane. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, people of Suffa were 70, but neither of them had a shawl. Allahu Akbar. And Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was of Madinah Shunan, as we know, he is also from the Ashab Suffa. Allahu Akbar. Now one day a person asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when will the day of Qiyamah arrive? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that, what have you prepared for it? And he said, nothing, but I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you will be with the one whom you love. So Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that we do not receive as much happiness from any other thing as much we did from the blessing of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you will be with the one whom you love. So Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that I love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. And I am hopeful that due to loving them, I will remain with them on the day of Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. And Sayyidina Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who pleased any of my companions has pleased me. And the one who pleased me has pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one who pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is upon the mercy of Allah ta'ala to please him and enter him in Jannah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And also we see a very beautiful saying by Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Sakhtiyani, rahimahullah. He has said that the one who loved Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu has established a sign of deen. Then he says, the one who loved Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiallahu ta'ala anhu has clarified the path of deen. He goes further on, he says, the one who loved Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu has attained luminosity from the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one who loved Mawla Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhuhu al-kareem has held a strong rope. And the one who said, goodness lies in all the best companions, alayhim ridwan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has been freed from hypocrisy. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So yes, views of the nation, we need to follow in the footsteps of the companions alayhim ridwan, because this is documented in the Holy Quran as well. Wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and those who followed them with virtue, Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Him, Azza wa Jal. And here, Mufti Na'imuddin Muradabadi rahimahullah says, and one opinion is that followers refer to those faithful people until the day of Qiyamah who will follow the Ansar and Muhajireen in the matters of Iman, obedience and righteousness. And Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and my companions are like stars. Whomsoever you follow among them, you will attain guidance. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now in the commentary of this hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Na'imi rahimahullah, he says, he gives such a beautiful explanation. He says, what a beautiful resemblance it is. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred to his companions alayhim ridwan as the stars of guidance. And in another hadith, he referred to his Ahlul Bayt as the Ark of Nuh alayhi salam. One who is traveling on the sea is in need of an ark, as well as the guidance of the stars. As the arks in the sea, they sail through the guidance of the stars. Similarly, for our spiritual life, the Muslim Ummah is in need of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan, as well as the best companions alayhim ridwan. Guidance, it lies for the Muslim Ummah only in following the best companions alayhim ridwan and the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So yes, views of Madani Sharam, this was pertaining to the eminence of the best companions, the best ashab alayhim ridwan, and we are also going to be discussing and mentioning the excellences of the Ahlul Bayt Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. But before that, we do have a very beautiful kalam as well. So let us go forward and listen to this melodious kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I'm definitely sure that it is going to rejuvenate our hearts, minds, bodies and soul in the love of the Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter, we will be back to continue with our topic of discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Na koi aap jaisa tha, na koi aap jaisa hai, koi Yusuf se puche Mustafa ka husn kaisa hai, ae jalwa-e jaanana, ae jalwa-e jaanana. تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوہ جانانا تو شمع رسالت ہے تیرا پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوہ جانانا جو ساقی کوثر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے جو ساقی کوثر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے ہر دل بنے میں خانہ یہاں پہنچا مر مر کے اسے پایا گر پڑ کے یہاں پہنچا مر مر کے اسے پایا چھوٹے نہ الہی اب سنگے در جانا نہ چھوٹے نہ الہی اب یا رب سنگے در جانا نہ آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ جلوائے جانا نا اے جلوائے جانا نا پیتے ہیں تیرے در کا کھاتے ہیں تیرے در کا پیتے ہیں تیرے در کا کھاتے دانا ہے تیرا دانا پانی ہے تیرا پانی ہاں پانی دانا ہے تیرا دانا آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ جلوائے جانا نا ہر پھول میں بو تیری ہر شمع میں ذو تیری ہر پھول میں بو تیری ہر شمع میں ذو تیری بلبل ہے تیرا بلبل پروانہ ہے پروانہ بلبل ہے تیرا بلبل ہاں بلبل پروانہ ہے پروانہ آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ جلوائے جانا نا اے جلوائے جانا نا وہ کہتے نہ کہتے کچھ وہ کرتے نہ کرتے کچھ وہ کہتے نہ کہتے کچھ کرتے کچھ اے کاش وہ سن لیتے مجھ سے میرا افسانہ اے کاش وہ سن لیتے مجھ سے میرا افسانہ آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوائے جانا نا سرکار کے جلووں سے رو روشن ہے دل نوری سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری تا حشر رہے روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ تا حشر رہے روشن ہاں روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ جانانا اے جلوائے جانانا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ ویری بیوٹیفل کلام ان دی پریزز آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم مے اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی گرانٹ اس اول the complete love for his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah, we are discussing the greatness of the Sahaba and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan. And the beginning, just before going to listen to this Quran, first half of our session, we have been talking and mentioning about the rank, the status of the Sahaba, of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for now, Divas of Madani Channel, we are going to be talking about the virtues, the status of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan, the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. As we have heard before the kalam, that the companions alayhim ridwan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told you and I that they are like the stars. Whichever one of them you follow, you will be guided. And the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan, they are like the Ark of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. So, we got to go on to the Ark of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan. And subhanAllah, we got to love the companions and the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Follow them if you want to achieve success in this world as well as in the hereafter. Now, it's a reality, Deeps of Madinah, you know, that when one falls in love with someone, he begins to love everything that is attached to that person, whether it is the children of the beloved or his companions, they all become dear. Now this is also the case with the one who has love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He also has love for his best family and he loves his companions as well. If you wish to see whether a person possesses devotion for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at how much love he has for the companions and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan. And definitely the one who has sincere love and devotion for the Ahlul Bayt and who sincerely respects and honors all the Sahaba alayhim ridwan and considers the Sahaba to be dwellers of Jannah, only such a fortunate person is a true prophetic devotee and a devotee of the Sahaba and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. Allah wills only to remove every impurity from you, O people of the house of the Prophet, and make you absolutely pure by cleansing you. Now, subhanAllah, in Khazain al-Irfan mentioned in the commentary that the blessed wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, are all included in the Ahlul Bayt. Now this is the outcome of combining the verses and hadith narrations. Imam Tabari, he says that, O family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills to distance evil matters and indecency from you and to purify you from the impurity of sins. Now here, Allama Sayyid Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi rahimahullah says that this blessed verse is the fountainhead of virtues of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan. It makes apparent their high rank, their tremendous excellence, and we learn that they were purified from all blameworthy character and reprehensible states. And it's narrated in some hadith that the Ahlul Bayt have been declared haram for the fire of hell. And this is a benefit and result of this purification. And their Rabb protect them from the things that are not worthy of their noble conduct. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So we see the views of Madani Shannon. All of their children and the blessed wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also included among the Ahlul Bayt. Mufti Ahmad al-Khana'imi rahimullah says that it should be remembered that the blessed wives being from the Ahlul Bayt is proven from the verses of the Holy Quran. Allahu Akbar. So these are, we come to now understand who are included in the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, the mother of all of the Muslims, the Sahabiyya, daughter of a Sahabi, Tayyiba, Tahira, Abida, Zahida, Mujtahida, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, was once overcome with fear and was crying. So, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas, radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, came and said, congratulations to you, be happy. He says, by Allah, I have heard the Messenger of Allah saying, Aisha is in paradise. And hearing this, our mother, Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, said, and you have removed my grief, may Allah ta'ala remove your grief. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And Allama Al-Iqari, rahimahullah, writes under the part of the hadith, Aisha is in paradise, he writes under this, that there is no doubt in the fact that Sayyidina Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha will be with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the lofty stations of Jannah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. You know, the Ahlul Bayt were once mentioned in front of the Sahabi, son of Sahabi, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So, he said, by the one in whose power is my life, being kind to the family members of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is more beloved to me than being good towards my own family members. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu once said, be mindful of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding his Ahlul Bayt. Now the meaning of this is that be mindful of their rights, the rights of the Ahlul Bayt and their rank. Right? When the beloved uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, would enter the prophetic court, and he was of course from the Ahlul Bayt. Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu would stand up out of respect for him. Allah, look at the adab, look at the respect that the companions and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan had for one another. You know, the happiness of Hasanin Karimin was the happiness of Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Yes, mentioned Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq rahimahullah narrates from his father, Imam Muhammad Baqir rahimahullah, that some fine clothing from Yemen came to Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So, he distributed them among the Muhajireen and the Ansar companion. And the people were delighted, they were happy to wear those clothes. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was sitting between the mimbar of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his resting place. And the people would greet him and supplicate for him. Suddenly, Sayyidina Imam Hassan, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they came before him. But that fine clothing was nowhere to be seen on their blessed bodies. As soon as he saw both of them, as soon as Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw both of them, he was overcome with rage and addressed those who were wearing fine clothing and said that, by Allah, I have not felt any happiness after clothing you people in this expensive clothing. The people became concerned after hearing this and they said that, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, what has happened that you are saying this? When it's you yourself who gifted these clothes to us. And he said that I'm saying this on account of these two princes who are walking among the people in such a state that neither of them has worn any clothes from the expensive clothing. Then Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, what did he do? He immediately sent a letter to the governor of Yemen, telling him to quickly prepare and send two expensive and fine pieces of clothing for Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The governor of Yemen carried out this command at once and sent the two pieces of clothing. Thus, gave it to Hassan Karimin radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in the clothing and joyfully said, by Allah, I felt no happiness and the others wearing new clothes until these two princes wore new clothes. And in other narration, he said that he clothed Hassan Karimin and said, I am happy now. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at the relationships of Madinah Shalom. You know, I mean, you know, if the uncle of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, ever walked near Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu or Sayyidina Uthman al-Nurain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu while they were upon a conveyance, then they would dismount out of respect for him until Sayyidina Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had passed by them. Allahu Akbar. Now, very beautiful narration. Abu al-Muhazzim, he says that we once attended a funeral and Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was also with us. Upon our return, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu felt tired, so he sat down for a while. Whereupon Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu began to wipe the dust from the blessed feet of Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu with his shawl. But Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu forbade him. And upon this, Sayyidina Abu Huraira, he said that by Allah, if the people knew of the greatness that I know regarding yourself, they wouldn't allow you to walk upon the earth, rather they would carry you upon their shoulders. Allahu Akbar. Look, well, how much of love the Ashab, the companions alayhim ridwan, had for the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is also the kind of love that we need to have, that when we love the companions and the Ahlul Bayt, then we should also follow in their footsteps. We should also follow their teachings. Sayyidina Hind bin Abi Hala radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the half-brother, meaning having the same mother but different fathers. Right? He was a half-brother of Sayyidah Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed Allah ta'ala did not like for me to marry a woman or to marry off a woman from my family to such a man except they are residents of Jannah. Subhanallah. And here Allama Abdul Rauf Munawi rahimahullah writes that the meaning of this hadith is that I have been prohibited from such relatives whose end will be upon the actions of hell. And he further says, this hadith provides wonderful glad tidings for his in-laws. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So yes, Yves of Madinah Shalom, these are the ranks and the status of the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That we also need to respect them and be obedient to them and have love for them in our hearts as well. As of now, alhamdulillah, we do have a very beautiful piece of advice, a very beautiful nasiha. So let us go forward and watch this, and thereafter we will be back to conclude with our today's topic of discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas, radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma reports, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is the most generous from amongst all the people. Sayyiduna Jabir bin Abdullah, radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma reports that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam never said the word la, it means no, to anyone who asked. One occasion, 70,000 dirhams were brought to his court. Thus, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam placed them on a mat and began to distribute them whilst standing next to it. No seeker was returned empty-handed until all of them were distributed. There were some occasions where the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam would purchase something and after paying for it would give that it back to the person or to someone else. Once the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam purchased a camel from Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu and returned the same camel back to him as a gift. Similarly, he purchased a baby camel from Amirul Mu'mineen Hazrat Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and gifted it to Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Dear Islamic brothers, look at how generous the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was. He would even gift those things which he purchased for his own need with the intention of acting upon this blessed sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We should develop a habit of giving gifts to one another because giving gifts increase love and removes animosity.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما شاء الله. Very beautiful piece of advice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to implement this and to spread it to others as well. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah, we are talking about the greatness of the Ashab and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan, and we are talking now about the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan, the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that it is necessary, it is compulsory for us to respect them, to love them. Subhanallah, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimullah, he would show a lot of love towards Sadat, you know, those who would be from the lineage and progeny of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he would show a lot of love towards Sadat to such an extent that whenever he would distribute something, he would give one each to everyone and two to those who were Sadat. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful way to use of Madini Channel. Look at how Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimullah is teaching you and I to love and respect the progeny of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who are Sadat, those who are Sayyid. You know, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimullah also says this faqir has given fatwa numerous times that in order to consider someone a Sayyid and to respect him does not mean that it is necessary for us to have personal knowledge of him being a Sayyid. Rather, we will respect those who are known as Sayyids. There is no need for investigations, nor are we commanded to demand certificates of being a Sayyid, and it is totally impermissible to force them into showing proof and then speaking ill of them and insulting them when they do not produce it. These people are generally trustworthy in matters of their lineage. However, if we have definitive knowledge that a certain person is not a Sayyid and he pretends to be a Sayyid, we will not respect him nor refer to him as a Sayyid, and it will be appropriate to inform those who are unaware regarding this deception. And to conclude, Yusuf Madani Shannon, Sayyidi Allah Hazrat Rahimullah says that I remember an account regarding an individual who argued with a Sayyid. So he said that I am a Sayyid, to which the man replied that do you have proof of being a Sayyid? And in the night he was blessed with the vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and saw that the day of Qiyamah had been established. He sought intercession, but Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned his face away. The man said, I also belong to your nation. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do you have proof of being part of my nation? Allahu Akbar. So the Eves of Mother Nation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to love and respect the companions, all the companions, Ali ibn Ridwan, and the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those who are from the progeny and the lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Until then, keep watching Mother Nation and keep sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Reflection that guide both heart and mind. A better life through faith we'll find. A better life through faith we'll find. Reflections for the better life.